as our collective climax has subsided. In the midst of our kiss, Sharon muttered,
"Stay inside me."
I nodded yes, and kissed her again as I swam into the ocean of our shared and just realized passion.
They say the first few minutes after a man comes is when he's the most honest.
She whispered, kissing my shoulder.
That you can tell if he regrets it or not.
I responded by propping myself up on the elbows to gaze into her infinite eyes, still nestled all the way inside her. Stroking back the few strands of sweat-soaked hair from her brow, I took in the gleaming afterglow of our lovemaking, admiring the lush beauty and rumpled appearance after sex. One last shudder of orgasm rocked me as I balked.
"Oh my God,"
Sharon lowly replied.
"You really do love me, don't you?"
I nodded yes before resting my forehead to hers. I did love her, nevertheless enamored by the surreal fact that I had just fucked the living shit out of a woman so beautiful.
"Oh, baby,"
Sharon gasped, quickly embracing me as her voice cracked.
"I thought maybe you just wanted to see what it was like, then leave."
"No, no, no," I reassured her with a flurry of delicate kisses. "You just have no idea how many years I've dreamed of you like this." Sharon pressed her mouth to mine as she motioned for us to roll over, getting on top while my cock was still safely tucked deep inside. We made out for some time as I got the opportunity to really feel every square inch of Sharon's succulent body. On her knees and hunched over, this allowed me full access to that buxom ass. All around it out and slightly tight, my hands explored every square inch of her sweeping cheeks, tracing the deep, warm cleave separating those two taut pumpkins of pure ripe ass. Sharon and I made love three more times, and at sunrise the next morning, we were side by side, watching the sunrise in each other's loving arms. It had been a blessed night of obtained fantasies and newly discovered love. The effects of her alcohol were long gone as reality set in for us to contend with. What to do next? Sharon let me rest my head between her buxom chest as I drifted off to sleep, happier than I'd ever been in my short 18 years. I felt loved, and not at all guilty or regretful in the least bit. Later, around 5 p.m. that day, I awoke by myself in Sharon's bed, flat on my stomach and still nude. Dazed by the events of the last 24 hours, I thought that perhaps what took place was just another dream. Climbing out of bed, I quickly dressed to find no one in the house. It took me a few minutes to search, and was sad to find that Sharon had obviously left. I stayed for a couple more hours before realizing she wasn't coming back. So I grabbed my coat and walked out. I couldn't understand what had happened, and why Sharon didn't even leave me at least a note. I got home that day to the usual bullshit of my mom's bad mood and wondering where I was and why. Ignoring her as I made my way to the shower, all I could think about was if I had done something to upset or provoke Sharon. I just couldn't understand this sudden turn of events. That day evolved into two, developing into a week and into a month of no contact with Sharon whatsoever. I became infatuated with her, contending with the loss of her son and the gain of his mother as a lover. It was a mixed period of confusion, frustration, and anger over the whole thing. All I wanted to know was if I had done something wrong. I went by her house, drove by her job, and called and called. Never an answer or anything. One day, I finally asked the receptionist where she worked, if Sharon was there. She told me she had taken a leave of absence and was in Florida. Mind you, this was in the last part of the 80s where privacy wasn't that big of a deal. But apparently, she had left the day after we made love and hadn't been seen since. The confusion just got worse, and I was beside myself. Thankfully, the memories of our lovemaking were still intact and provided me many wonderful orgasms night after night. I would envision Sharon on her knees, letting me take her from behind, her ass all bowed and hurling back at me as I pounded her. God, there were so many intense fantasies I had yet to fulfill with her, and I felt robbed of what we could have had. Maybe if I had acted sooner. Flash forward to early April of that year, almost 7 weeks after the fact, and I had reluctantly gone back to my psychotic girlfriend. Prom was just around the corner, as was graduation, and both of which seemed like empty victories without my friend or his mother to help celebrate them with. My nightly drives past Sharon's empty house eventually stopped, as did my calls and trips past her job to see if her car had by any slight chance returned. Her disappearance began to seem as senseless as her son's death, empty and without any clear reason. Then, out of the clear blue, 2 days before my senior prom, I go to my locker to find a sealed envelope taped to the door. It had my first initial written on it, C, with a series of X's and O's, hugs and kisses, below it. Opening it up, I found a handwritten note in clear, elegant handwriting. If you're interested in taking an old lady to your prom, I have the perfect dress. I'll be at the Point at 7 tonight if you want to talk about it. Love, Sharon. My heart nearly exploded right there in my locker. It was only 11, and it seemed like an eternity till 7 that night. Finally, after weeks of no contact and only my jerk-offs to keep Sharon's memory alive. Here she was putting love notes on my locker door like some high school chick. Stuffing that envelope in my back pocket, I somehow made it through the rest of the day with an extra kick in my step and a much bigger smile than before. Finally, at 7 that night, I parked my car by the Point, a favorite scenic lookout place in my hometown, and walked to the clearing that overlooked the beautiful river valley below. There, sitting alone, and an isolated park bench with Sharon. Her hair was more blonde and longer, looking absolutely fantastic. She turned to see me, greeting me with a smile as she stood to embrace me. Taking her into my arms felt like 1,000 victories of the greatest war ever waged. She dropped a few pounds too and looked and smelled absolutely wonderful. Her skin was much darker too. A good sign that she had been in the sun for many long hours. Both of us were clearly moved by the romantic reunion. I couldn't even begin to attack her for abandoning me. I knew she needed some time to heal her wounds and time to make sure we didn't rush into anything.
I'm so sorry, Christopher.
She started as I heard her emotions seep through her voice. It's okay. You're here now, I replied. I love you so much, Sharon.
I love you too. I love you too, my son.
I sighed, welcoming her lush body back into the arms of the man she has just confessed to loving. Slightly confused by the mother-son reference, I was at this point careless about what she said. As long as she said she loved me, nothing else mattered.
I just needed time, baby.
She said as we kissed each other in hurried gestures of glorious affection.
I needed to make sure I was the woman you deserved.
You are, Sharon, I lovingly replied. You're all I want in life. I want to be with you. Sharon let out a long sigh, as if a lifetime of joy had suddenly been bestowed upon her. I put my arms around the small of her waist and picked her up, twirling her around in pure bliss. I loved this woman, and wanted her no matter what agony or pain I had to endure. In showing her my gratitude, I press my mouth to hers in a suggestive, forceful way, running my hands through her now golden tresses.
Do you want me?
She said in her primal, guttural tone in my ear. God, yes. I sighed in aroused relief.
Say it.
She replied with a long, deep kiss.
Tell me you want to make love to your mother.
I want to make love to my mother, I effortlessly voiced, caressing her jaw and running my open palms back around her head for another kiss. Sharon shuddered, almost losing her footing right there in my embrace. She growled,
Oh, God.
With a long, sensual gasp before kissing her mouth to mine once more.
Right here?
She begged. Anywhere for you, I breathlessly confessed, taking my hand in hers. Sharon led me to some nearby underbrush a few feet away. Knowing that I would finally be inside her again made my heart soar beyond all known reality. Back inside the woman I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. I couldn't believe the prowess Sharon was exhibiting. Here she was, guiding a young man to the woods to just fuck, plain and simple. It seemed so appropriate to do since I felt so daring and primitive when I thought about making love to her. So it seemed ideal to take Sharon right there in the open air. Walking in front of me, Sharon gave me a remarkable view of her full backside, all tight and snug in a black miniskirt she had on. It was the same big, ripened ass I'd gazed at for so many years, now sheared in that tight fabric. Something more risque than her usual ultra-conservative attire. I had to admire the chock-full, spherical shape of those cheeks. Not flat or boring like some women her age, but still full of vigor and promise. Reaching a small clearing inside the underbrush, Sharon turned to me as our fingers forcefully tangled together. It felt wonderful to finally be in her proximity at long last. To finally see her eyes once more and to relish her sensual intensity. She brought out so much within. A deeper sense of being, a higher purpose of intimacy. With Sharon, there was more to it than just saying I bagged her. I wanted to somehow mark her forever. To make her all mine. I wanted to do something to her to make sure she would be mine permanently. Tightening her grip on mine, Sharon bit her lower lip as a sly grin graced her face.
I thought about you fucking me the whole time in Florida.
She uttered under her breath.
How good it felt when you came inside me.
With commanding fervor, I brought her arms down by her side as I lunged for her lips, drawing in a long kiss before she backed away, still wanting to cast her intoxicating spell.
I love knowing I can make a stud like you come. I just wish we could have done this sooner.
Be my prom date, like you wrote in the note, I hissed between the wet slurps of her tongues and lips. Want to show the whole world you're mine.
Yeah?
She came back, putting all of her weight against me.
Show everyone you can score the old ladies.
More than that, I replied. More, Sharon, more.
Oh, Christopher.
She cooed as she lifted her right leg up to brace against my thigh. My hands inherently ascended to her big, sweet ass, sneaking below the skirt to stroke her lush, velvety cheeks.
Christopher.
She cooed as she lifted her right leg up to brace against my thigh. My hands inherently ascended to her big, sweet ass, sneaking below her skirt to stroke her lush, velvety cheeks. The tactile reality of her soft, buxom flesh stoked the flames of my being, turning Sharon around as both of my palms bore down on her ass. Hoisting her body in my arms, Sharon swept up to wrap her legs around my waist in a quick, fluid gesture while our mouths preserved our loving kiss. I felt rescued by Sharon's acts, erasing the months spent apart. Savoring this woman's saliva, her tongue glided within my mouth, curling and slithering about. Pulling out my tucked shirt, Sharon really got into it. Setting her back down, I forced the jacket off her shoulders, carelessly tossing it away as I then attacked her blouse, nearly ripping it from her chest.
Oh, fuck.
She uttered with her lips meshed to mine. Without warning, Sharon fell to her knees while loosening my belt. I knew what was hopefully coming. Standing still for what I prayed she would do next. Suck my boiling cock. My jeans and briefs had never come off faster, and it seemed that within a flash my stone-hard cock had disappeared into her mouth. My entire body buckled before crying out in agonizing joy. There's nothing better than that initial sensation of a hot, wet mouth on your cock. And knowing Sharon was suckling from it made it that more special. I couldn't believe how ravenous she was, acting like a starved animal in the wild, feeding on essential nourishment. Looking down, all I saw was her lovely blonde hair pressed to my groin. Closing my eyes, I had to reassure myself that this was Sharon, the mother of my best friend. This was no fantasy or dream. This was incredibly real. Before Sharon, most of my girlfriends sucked my cock as if a chore or it was bothersome. But not with Sharon. She clearly loved this act and did all she could to ingest my thick rod down her throat. I felt her dripping tongue roll about, caressing the underside of my shaft, thrashing about repeatedly. My eyes bulged from my skull as I held my breath. Oh, that blew my mind. No one had ever done this to me. Oh, it was beyond all pleasure I had ever experienced. My fingertips fondled her head as her low, crude moans rumbled throughout my crotch. I pulled her soft auburn tresses back to see her caved-in cheeks and her dripping lips circled at the base of my cock, twitching and spindling to get more of my cock inside. Oh, I'd never seen anything quite like it. God, this is so beautiful, I managed to whimper. Look at you. Look at this. I fought back the scream that was fighting to break out. Instead, I cried out a soft, gurgling moan. Sharon's sleek tongue licked the swollen head of my penis, poking and probing at the hole in its tip before twirling around. Oh! She didn't take more than the head into her mouth as she gently sucked on it and began to slowly, yet lovingly pump her hand up and down my thick cock. This is Sharon sucking my cock, I reminded myself, recalling all the years of watching, inspecting, and scrutinizing her fantastic, voluptuous flesh. I began bucking, losing my footing as Sharon's hands forcefully clutched my torso and ass to keep me in place. The realization was too much to endure. This woman, this angel and vixen of sexuality, was finally where I wanted her for so long. A series of slow sideways laps on my underside of my cock brought that reality home once more. To hear her cock-sucking slurps fuse with her low, untamed groans made me lightheaded. Oh, I clenched her skull as she lovingly summoned the steed from the deepest regions of my testicles. I gave up, letting my orgasm ascend to its beautiful crest. I thrust against her face like a crazed demon, lunging and crying her name over and over. Looking down one last time, I saw nothing but her nose pressed to my pubes. My cock had vanished. And that's when I screamed my shock and disbelief out for the entire world to hear. Sharon didn't bulge, and knowing she was going to swallow my sperm made my orgasm that more sensual. Oh my God. I stooped over Sharon as my cock erupted, sending what I knew must have been a gallon upon gallon of hot, fresh cum into her mouth. Both her hands gripped my tightened ass as I felt myself lose consciousness. Sharon didn't stop sucking. She just clutched my ass tighter and began to move her head up and down, up and down. With a snorting grunt, I buried my cock deeper into her mouth as it spasmed, continuing to spew the creamy cum into her sucking mouth. Spasms of pure, indescribable pleasure rushed through me as my whole world centered on Sharon's hot, sucking mouth and spurting, spewing cock. Sharon made me cum. Swallowing me, I gasped in sheer narcosis, still in disbelief. You're swallowing me, Sharon. No woman had ever done this for me. The reality of a woman willingly swallowing my sperm convinced me beyond a doubt that Sharon was really meant for me. I saw several rivulets of my seed slither down my glossy shaft, all before they were hungrily sucked back inside Sharon's mouth. Each time she swallowed, I heard her longingly groan in undying bliss. As my seizures of orgasm kept rocking my sweaty flesh, I did my best to focus on watching her do this, to ascertain that I had finally won the prize, ultimately getting the one woman I wanted. With that, Sharon's misty eyes gazed up at mine, intoxicated by my seed and by the knowledge she made me come so hard. I then remembered how fascinated she got with making someone come, and knew how much it would mean to her. With the wide bulbous helmet of my twitching cock now languidly swathed by her glazed lips, the last spurts of my semen flowed as I watched them drip down into her open mouth before she swallowed again and again. Both of us sat in stone-faced silence, staring into the other's eyes in the glorious afterglow of orgasm. My face said, "Did you really just do this to me?" And her face clearly echoed the truth that she did, and she loved it. My palms cupped her beautiful face, tracing her jaw and her cheeks lovingly. "I love you, Sharon. God, I just love you so fucking much," I growled before leaning down to press my mouth to hers. Before this moment, I had never kissed a woman following a blowjob. Not that it grossed me out, but nearly all of my ex-girlfriends never bestowed me this chance. With Sharon, not only did it seem right, but it also felt so deep. There were still traces of my seed on her lips as I filled her mouth with my eager tongue. I pushed her onto her back as we made out for an eternity, bathing in the sweet afterglow of orgasm. Eventually, I stripped Sharon of those damn clothes that concealed her tan, buxom flesh, giving me an abounding feast on every long, supple curve of her ripe, 38-year-old flesh. Prom eventually came, and Sharon actually came through for it. It was a great moment in my life, and to share it with the woman I was in love with made it that more special. She had gone all out for it, ordering us a limousine and making reservations at one of the most elegant restaurants in nearby Louisville. She had bought a lustrous, silver, strapless evening gown that hugged every delicious curve. Flawlessly snug around those fertile, motherly hips, I drooled over at every chance. That, contrasted with her already tan Florida skin, made her that much sexier. With her stunning, lengthy golden tresses, Sharon strode as if a regal queen as the limo arrived at her house to pick her up. It was just like another fanciful romantic film. I greeted Sharon with humility and awe, bestowing countless compliments and kisses as we sauntered back to the shiny black limousine. Once inside the plush limo, Sharon and I fell into a loving embrace as we made out, cuddled, and admired each other's primped-up appearances for the trip to Louisville. We finally arrived back at the hotel where the prom was after a wonderful candlelit romantic dinner, and at long last I could show off my woman for the entire world to see. I was terrified, but excited to show everyone that I had brought my best friend's mother as my date. What would people say or think with the mouth-watering, voluptuous 38-year-old in my arm? Sharon didn't seem to mind it at all. In fact, she admitted that she was looking forward to being seen with what she called the most handsome and mature 18-year-old at the prom. I scoffed at her compliments, but loved watching her strut her sexy-ass body into the dimly lit hotel. Damn, she looks so fucking sexy. That sweet big ass, all snug and tight in that awesome curvaceous dress. Oh, I had to take a few steps back so I could watch those tolling, shapely ass cheeks sway sideward as we made our way in. Her large, healthy breasts practically spilling out over the top of that dress. The deep, dark cleavage that had the most tempting depth and size, putting all of those younger prissy bitches to absolute shame. I felt all the eyes of my classmates and teachers grope us as we walked onto the dance floor hand in hand. They had a band there, and they were playing Alone by Heart. And as Sharon's arms slipped around my back, I sighed, knowing I had accomplished the impossible dream. Falling into a slow, romantic dance, I lowered my face into the tender tresses of Sharon's fragrant hair.
I think we're stealing the show,
she whispered as she kissed my cheek lovingly. I just want to steal your heart, I replied, drifting my lips across her forehead.
No need to steal it. You already have it.
I sighed with a thousand utterances of awe in hearing Sharon confess that. I wanted to cringe, screaming a yes to the watchful crowd. Both of us could feel all those eyes on us, and I think both of us enjoyed giving them one hell of a show. I just didn't care what others thought. I was going to be gone from this group of clusterfucks by next month anyway. Why not show them that I had the sexiest woman alive in my arms?
Kiss me, Christopher.
Sharon purred in my ear.
Let's show these kids how to really make out.
With no hesitancy, I laid into Sharon's mouth with mine, easing my tongue down her eager throat. Taking her whole full-bosomed body in my arms, I really turned on the heat. She melted in my kiss, falling weak in my arms as I subdued her mouth to mine. She tasted as if the purest of wines aged to absolute perfection. I slithered my arms downward so I could cup her big round ass, kneading those plush cheeks to the fabric. Pulling her closer to me, my mouth skimmed to the nape of her neck, devouring her lush tan neck and collarbone. Muttered Sharon.
You love mommy's big ass, don't you, baby?
God, you have no idea, Sharon. I salaciously groaned before suckling her neck back into my mouth, angrily crawling at both ample globes as if nourishment for a famished man. Maybe, in a way, it was. Or would be before the end of our romantic night together.
God, Chris. No man has ever wanted my ass like you do.
I'm not just any man, I replied, stepping back to gaze into her beautiful eyes.
Oh my God.
Sharon whimpered.
You're so amazing. God, you just...
Sharon sighed before kissing me, chewing at my lips, practically gnawing at my tongue. Her hands tore through my hair, grasping my face as she wailed and groaned against my lips, muffled by her saliva and lifelong need.
I can't wait,
Sharon breathlessly uttered. Neither can I replied, relishing her sweet lower lip in my mouth. With just a nod, Sharon let me lead her out of the main ballroom to the waiting limo outside, where we both anxiously jumped in to carry through with our impassioned foreplay. Sharon rolled around, shoving me to my back as she straddled my swollen groin. With no delay, our mouths enmeshed once more as I fumbled about, trying to shut that damn car door while keeping our kiss intact. Finally successful, Sharon lifted her tight dress up past her golden thighs, giving my sweaty palms a delightful feel. With her precious ass high in the air, I tore off her panties as she snatched my cock, aiming it directly where it so rightfully belonged.